On the line now I have Dr. Lewis Pedrella, and he's a lecturer in industrial biochemistry. Hello, good morning to you, Dr. Pedrella.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Okay, now tell us about this new venture. Well, tell us about the everything that's going on there to do with biochemistry and how it came about.
Yeah, so here at the University of Limerick, we have been doing research on developing new technologies to actually develop current drugs. To make them more, let's say, more soluble, more bioavailable, so that they can be absorbed by our cells in the body quite easily. So what we've been working on at the moment is that we started a project which is funded by Enterprise Ireland. So Enterprise Ireland is an Irish funding agency which funds projects which have research ongoing, which is closer to commercialization. So we're developing new methodologies, new technologies, which can actually take drugs which don't dissolve at all, which are like bricks to dissolve, and we can then make them in a nanoparticle form so that they can more easily track the disease, you know, target the particular site that we want to target, and to make them more prone to reach the market.
And what percentage of drugs would you get where you know that they're going to be successful if you could make them soluble, but you have to reject them? Is there a high percentage of those?
Yeah, well, in general, you know, worldwide, it's about, you know, 70% of drugs which companies are working on at the moment, trying to develop them before reaching the market, 70%. So 7 out of 10 drugs don't actually reach the market. So let's say a company or every company, they have, let's say, 10,000 molecules, 10,000 drugs, and they pick up one drug. Mm-hmm. And then they take about 10 years or 15 years for them to do, you know, clinical testing to development of the process to generate these drugs. And there's a 70% failure risk that this drug will actually not reach the market. And considering that, you know, a company might spend 1 billion euros or 2 billion euros to pick up a drug and to make the drug reach the market, that can take 10 or 15 years. And that's a high, you know, risk of failure. Mm-hmm. That's quite time-consuming and very expensive for the companies, and very, you know, and very crucial for the patients because they're not getting the drugs that they need.
And is that the time frame for all drugs, or is anything sort of that we can come across ever that's much quicker, 2 or 3 years, or does it always take that space?
No, mostly new drugs, so new chemical entities. Usually, you know, the time scale is about 10 years, 15 okay. years, because they need to be developed in the lab, and then they need to do preclinical testing, they need to face clinical trials, so testing these drugs with patients and volunteers. And these drugs, and also the process to manufacture these drugs, need to be approved. So let's say approved by FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration in U.S., mm-hmm. in case if the company wants to sell these drugs to U.S., or by European Medicine Agency here in Europe. So everything needs to be approved, and it's quite tough approval, right? So it's quite, you know, complex actually to make drugs, you know, reach mm-hmm. the market. And if the process that the companies are working on do not actually, you know, generate these drugs in a good form so that they can actually, you know, reach, you know, the disease and the target in the body, mm-hmm. which is the case, then these drugs will fail, will not be approved, right? So that's how nanotechnology can help these, you know, these drugs which have been put out of the market, you know, when, you know, make them actually reach the market, you know.
Okay, and is it at the end of the experiment, when you're finished with all the testing, that you realise, I'm just trying to get a question in where maybe a third of the process, even though you don't know whether it's going to be successful or not, you can say, well, even if it is successful, we're not going to make this soluble, and you can discard it. Does that happen?
So in our case, or in the case of the companies? Sorry.
In the company, yeah.
Yeah. It's quite normal. What happens is in terms of scale. So let's say a drug is being produced in the lab, let's say in a laboratory scale in the company. So let's say a few grams and everything works well. But then they need to scale up the production, right? They need to produce more and more. So then they need to use the same process, but in a bigger scale. So bigger equipment, and that's quite challenging to scale up this process. It's very difficult. So when you scale up, that's how when things go bad and go wrong. Because, I mean, if everything was optimizing lab scale, you increase the scale, and then you cannot control completely your process, your manufacturing process. you know, the properties of your drugs, of your material that you're getting out. That's how you cannot, if you cannot control completely the properties of your drug, then you cannot control the process, and that's when things go wrong and the drugs fail, actually.
Okay.
And so what we're trying to develop here is methodologies using nanotechnology to improve the properties of these, you know, of these drugs, but also in a way that when you're scaling up, you're actually scaling up correctly, and you don't face the challenges.
And is it all peculiar to the, to say Limerick University, to the extent that you don't liaison in any way at all because of competition, obviously, from other pharmaceutical companies?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
I'm saying you don't liaison with any other pharmaceutical countries. It's quite exclusive to Limerick University or with whatever company you're working for at the time. It's competition, isn't it?
Well, there's a big competition between companies and also a big competition between universities. I mean, here in Ireland, we are lucky because we have a very good, strong driving force from companies, because we have about, you know, 150 pharmaceutical companies here, which can create a lot of driving force, also a lot of investment to the universities here. Mm-hmm. So UL is very much proud of that, of all the collaborations that we have with pharma companies, national, international as well. So that creates also a big driving force for us to work on these technologies over here. But it's a quite big competition.
Indeed, yeah.
Companies, you know, because which company can actually make the drug reach in the market and so on.
Because the pharmaceutical industry, it's worth trillions, and a lot of people wonder why the pharmaceuticals are so expensive. Is it because they take so long to develop? Is that the reason why it 15 years is a long time?
Yeah, well, there are several reasons. That's one of the reasons as well, because, you know, if they, you know, for the company to put the drug in the market, if they've spent €1-2 billion in development, so they need to recover that money again. And then to get profit of it. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, usually these drugs are actually quite expensive. But also depends on the manufacturing process. If the way they are manufacturing these drugs, which are already in the market, it's quite expensive, So then, of course, that has, that has impact on the price of the drug, obviously.
Okay, and whatever happens with the market outside in different parts of the world cheaper in one part of the country than the other. That's another whole different story. Can I ask you about the Bernell Institute? Tell me about that. That's within the university, isn't it?
University of Limerick, exactly. Well, the Bernell Institute, you know, is comprised of several different, you know, research areas. So we have, you know, a couple of centers which have been funded by Science Foundation Ireland. So it's a case of, you know, the SSPC, the Synthesis and Solid State Pharmaceutical Center, which is like a collaboration hub, and its headquarters here is in University of Limerick, and we are trying to, you know, develop, you know, the manufacturing capabilities internally here in UL, and collaborating with different companies, nationally, internationally. But we also have, you know, another center here, which is the PMTC. And that's funded from Interparis Ireland, so a different Irish funding agency that's more applied research. That's the Pharmaceutical Manufacturing Technology Centre. So there's a lot of research ongoing in the pharmaceutical area, in other areas as well.
Mm-hmm. And you've attracted attention from both national and international. Have you had any major breakthrough in the past couple of years at all?
Yeah, we have in several Borrellas and in several and, you know, with several researchers. So in case of my own research or the research that I'm doing here with some of the collaborators in this particular project. So for instance, last year we had a project funded by Science Foundation Ireland and the National Science Foundation in US. So it was like a transatlantic collaboration where myself and a couple of collaborators here, we went to US to obtain entrepreneurial training, so essentially to get some, you know, expertise on understanding, you know, the business opportunities out there, what the companies are looking for, and understanding, you know, getting some skills in terms of business skills, business models. So that was, you know, that was quite impactful as well.
And this research you're doing at the moment, is this the most challenging that you've had now, that's coming up now that you're doing at the moment?
Well, in my own career, because you know, I've worked in universities, I've worked in pharma industry as well. A few years ago, when I was in my home country in Portugal, this one is quite challenging because you know you are developing something in university, which is promising, but then you have to develop in a way that it actually goes out to the market, because you know in 2 years' time we want to have a few companies investing us, taking our technology to their sites. So that's quite challenging and exciting as well, to develop something internally in university and make it actually reach out the market. So that's highly challenging, but also very exciting.
Just to clarify about Dr. Pedrella, when you're talking about this research that you're doing and making these drugs soluble, you're talking about either in tablet form or injection form, they can be absorbed in the body.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it can be either way. I mean, you know, if the final product can be a tablet or can be a capsule, or if it's not oral, if it can be inhaled or it can be injectable. That's, you know, it can be either way. You know, of course, then the process itself needs to be optimized for that particular for that particular target.
I have to say, it sounds like it's exciting work for you and all your colleagues.
No, absolutely, 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 and also exciting thinking that, you know, if everything goes successful in the technical side, but also in the business side, that we can actually make something very impactful here in terms of, you know, helping companies actually, you know, taking those challenges, you know, and addressing them and making them, you know, putting together, you know, a particular drug and to reach the market, and so that can actually have an impact. Not in the near future, but in long future, you know, have an impact on the patients.
Okay, you know. And when you talk about nanotech drugs, that's what you're calling them. Is this to do with all ailments, whether it's cancer or any other kind of ailment that could be wrong? It's not just one particular ailment you're talking about.
No, not necessarily. So we're talking about, you know, platform technologies which can actually, you know, which have the potential to generate these nanotech drugs, of any kind of drugs, actually. Of course, the more prominent drugs will be probably the cancer drugs, for instance. Those ones are usually very poorly solvable. So then we target those as well. But the technologies that we are developing have the potential to, you know, to develop these drugs in a nanoparticle form of any drug which has issues in terms of, you know, solubilizing water.
Okay, listen, it's been wonderful talking to you and enlightening, and good luck with the research, and I hope it's sooner rather than later when you're successful, for the sake of everybody. But thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you.
Program.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
and that's Dr. Luis Pedrella, and he's a lecturer in industrial biochemistry within the Department of Chemical Science down in the University of Limerick.